You're listening to a post EC2, the Evolution of Consciousness convention, and today is the second day of the new year, January 2nd, 2019. It's about 7:33 a.m., and I'm here with Fly Hudson, who put the fashion show together, big part of the entertainment, brought us some pie, and gave advice on the spot, on the fly, and is showing up at 7:33 a.m. on January 2nd for a podcast. If I didn't know you, just the succession of those things, I'd be like, there is something, there is greatness, there's something unique there. You show up in a very, very, very unique way. For you, it's probably normal, but what's your mindset? I mean, you know, I could ask a whole bunch of guys, hey, 7:33, January 2nd, let's do a podcast. Vince, you know, I'm kind of maybe later on this week. No, you, Fly Hudson, there you are, and you were ready at 7 a.m., but I had to first do my workout, my meditation, and my prayers, so.
Sure. Well, part of the reason why I had suggested the morning is because I work overnight, so I figured it would just be easier for you to, you know, go on with your day and for me to close my day with a good empowering talk.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you're finishing. That, it's always been one of my favorite early morning openers, you know, to walk around and you see people and you go, all right, here's the question. Still up or already up? Now, you are so very considerate. There in your sentence, you mention it. You're of a level of consideration for others that is also above and beyond. And you're very calibrated, you know, while others may not even be mindful of how it impacts others, there, too, you score super high. Tell us about that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so flattered by that. I do what I can, I guess. People are just important to me, and that's a big thing. And what I've learned in seduction, you know, is that people are very important, and to leave people better than you found them.
That's awesome. And, okay, for me, it's not flattery. I like to be accurate, okay? If I see something, I say it. If I don't see something, I will also say it. A lot of guys are a little confused, you know. I'm sure as a woman, you hear compliments and stuff like that, and you can tell, like, So what recommendations would you have for the guys? Because, by the way, like, your input on the masculine and the feminine is solid. So you're a woman. What recommendations you have? You know, some guys, they nag, and maybe they overdo it, or they don't do it right. Some others, they're like just like tossing one compliment after the other. And some, they also don't realize that if you see something and it's true and you say it, then you're in truth. So that's a very impactful thing as well.
Thank you. I guess if I had to give people advice in terms of, you know, in terms of like negging or approaching or anything like that, I would just say have fun with it. It should be for your entertainment, and it should be in a way that it doesn't hurt somebody too much. So one time, for example, I had posted a picture on my Instagram, and I had gotten a comment, and the person actually wrote me after and said that they were negging. But the comment was so hurtful that I just deleted the entire picture. And I didn't feel attracted to that person whatsoever. I felt actually quite angry and hurt, and I didn't want that person in my life anymore. So when you do things, I guess if I have to say, if people are going to be using negs or, you know, using pickup techniques or whatever, is to, one, do it for your own enjoyment, I guess. Don't just do it to get the girl. If it makes any sense, because if you say something really rude and you don't end up getting, you know, the person that you're trying to get with, then you're going to feel like shit afterwards. I've had things where I've tried to neg girls and stuff, and they wouldn't be into me, But then what my comment I would find out would sound extremely hurtful, or, you know, it wouldn't come across the right way. But I noticed that whenever I did it and I was having fun and I just didn't care, you know, what other people thought and stuff, I noticed that it was just a lot easier for other people to just get over it and just figure, okay, like, this person is just having fun, kidding around, doing whatever, rather than, okay, they're a creepy person who I don't know, simple stranger saying rude things to me. Who the fuck are they? So.
It's all about fun
and enjoyment of life.
Yeah. I think the fun is dependent also on the place where we're coming from and the place where they're coming from. So the place where we're coming from, if we have any residue of any element of fear, then we're trying to compensate. And it's try hard. It's off. It's fear-based. Now, there will always be a little touch of that. We should not think that it should be absolutely zero element of fear. And if, on the other hand, we're saying that because that's what we feel, that's what we see, and it's from a place of pure expression, creativity, being expressive, it's very different. And on their side, if they are genuine, then an egg may not be needed. If they are coming from a place of already, you know, they have a little bit of an attitude and so on, it's fear also on their side. I don't know how we got into talking about negging. What I want to talk about is, you know, you're going for, so many people want to do things, want to start a fashion show. So we talked a lot about business over the weekend at EC2, but I also want to talk about dreams or getting started with projects, with art, with starting your own fashion show, picking up photography, and so on. And
sure. It's
always the first step. That, and everybody would say, go for your dreams, 2019. So I know one thing that, here's my question. It's coming.
Go ahead.
It's a little bit like pickup. See, it's easy to talk to someone, but it's also not easy, because there's no guarantee of knowing where it's going to go. And most likely, it's going to go in a little bit of two direction. There's going to be some positive elements, some great things that you did, and there's also going to be some elements that must be readjusted in the future. And I think it's the same in terms of putting an event together, and that's why so many people hold back, because they wish to have the perfect plan that happens perfectly, and it's a big success right away, in one shot. It doesn't work that way. You work with it. And I saw you beautifully work with it. It was a little stressful, as it always is. Me too. I was like, the banner, this, that. It's always a little stressful. And it's a big piece to digest, because there's always a few people who get a little difficult, a few things who didn't go as we wanted. So
it takes
strength. I pass it to you. Explain that, because you do that very well, very graciously.
Sure. Well, the first thing that I do is I think that research and knowledge and finding things out by, you know, exploring the world is the best thing that somebody can do for themselves. I honestly, this fashion show that I ran, it was the first time that I've ever asked models to work with me before in terms of like a fashion show. I've never done any fashion shows. Believe it or not, I've never really been to a fashion show. I just watched what I saw on YouTube, because I was like, okay, let's look at fashion shows. Let's look at what they do. Okay, this is what these people are doing at the fashion show. This is the kind of clothes. This is how the people are walking. These are the people involved. Then, because I was involved in a lot of modeling and photography groups, I put a call of action out there to see if I could find like-minded people. And honestly, at first I was very scared, because I didn't really know anybody who was close to me that I could work personally with, and I was afraid I would have to call it off, because I was just afraid, oh, the fashion show would just be me or a bunch of guys. And I really wanted to create a really quality event for those who had signed up for the Evolution of Consciousness event, because, you know, they had paid a lot of good money to come to these events, and so I wanted to give them a, you know, a run for their money. I wanted to give them a really, really fun event. So I basically did it by just doing research and asking to see if anybody else was interested. And I had an enormous amount of people who were interested in doing it. A few of them didn't show up, I've noticed, that said that they were coming. But at the end, you know, we did pull it off. I was more focused on having fun and showing the fashions and making sure everybody was doing well. And even though, you know, there were some slip-ups here and there, I think it was pretty good considering it was my first time doing a fashion show and I've never been in or to a fashion show. And I did this kind of on a few weeks' notice, whereas a lot of people take about, you know, a few months or maybe even a year to plan. It was just, I just feel like it was really good. And honestly, it all came because I decided to do research and look at things that I wanted. Because it's one thing to just ask a mentor and ask somebody to help you set it up, but if you look into what other people are doing and you take those pieces of what they're doing and apply it to what you want, that's really how you succeed.
You know, I was very moved. And now all interactions for our listeners, all interactions, all events and all days and all actions will eventually pass. And what right. remains is, first, what remains is always you dealing with did you do it or you didn't. And we right. forget that before we do it. But after it's passed, I would much rather look at we did it and we did it. Versus like, oh, we could have done it, we should have done it. And you establishing a pattern for the rest of your life. Because every time that you could do it and you do it, then you're strengthening that muscle. And every time that you don't. And then it's all about learning how to not measure in the ways of the world, because it will not lead you very far. So right there was so much richness. And you know, there was a turning point, I got to tell you, Fly, that you may not have witnessed because you were still dealing with the after show, where I've observed the guys, and in that room, we noticed that in the audience, the participants, here they are, it's a fashion show, and we could see all their dependencies. They were waiting to be at the perfect fashion show with top models next to them to awaken and be the guy that any girl in the room would have wanted to at least say hello to or sit next to. So the show begins and the guys are watching and they're stiff. And there is talent and there is effort in front of them. And they don't even have, I told them, you don't have to like, but you cannot be dead.
Right.
And suddenly I turned to my spiritual brother, AZD, who just arrived. I mean, he was, you know, driving 6-7 hours. And he's right there. And he's got a girl there. That's why he has a girl there. And he's having a beautiful time. And he can appreciate.
Oh, my God.
And okay, I go, there are three people currently alive in this room. There's Fly Hudson. Suddenly, there was a little tiny gap in the show, and there you went on stage and you were twirling and you were dancing, and you owned it so much that I bet you, like most, thought that's part of the show. I thought for a second, okay? And I was like, no, she's owning it.
No,
and then there was AZD, Raj Jepar, motherfucking D Bazaar, who was there, and he was owning his time. He was having an amazing time. And then there was me who started to be like excited and being a pest and like encouraging and making comment. And I was the loudest one in the room. What's beautiful is that by the end of the event, if we had done a second fashion show as the crowning of the event, everybody present got the message. They got it. You come to life. It's the relationship between you can let what's outside of you decide for what you're going to do based on what you did before. So if a guy never been to a fashion show and he doesn't feel very good, and then he sees the other people around him that are kind of waiting for someone to go, hey, beautiful, yes, or whatever they want to do, that's a disaster. If instead you let your true voice within, your potential, you know, you let your own creativity just start to express, and then there's a dynamic, and whomever's on stage feels it, and it's a back and forth, and to me, that there is God. And God can be expressed in fashion, in music, in pickup, in tattooing, in working out, in riding a motorcycle, in being behind a computer, but there needs to be a connection with that which is alive within. So, see, you inspired me on your side. I pass it back to you. And
thank you.
So what's your inspiration? 2019, we had a shaman yesterday who told us, like, okay, how will he enter that landmark? Then we had a businessman who told us what to do. So what about you, Fly Hudson, lesbian pickup artist and a true artist? You're getting into fashion. We are, by the way, doing a fashion show again. I mean, you are.
Yes.
A lot evolved from it. We have Empire Rock Star there. I still got the jacket. I'm excited.
Oh, very nice.
She lent me the jacket, and then after that, you know, she's like, sometimes I can drag it a little bit because she's rock and roll, so she's not going to be behind the door tomorrow and say, where is the jacket? So I got the jacket for 2 weeks at least.
Nice.
Okay,
well,
you,
actually, Sly. Oh, sure. Well, I actually had something to say, but what was the question that you were asking before?
Say what you were going to say.
Sure. So, I know you were talking about inspiration for 2019 and about me getting into fashion and stuff. I am very interested, of course, and I will definitely hold another fashion show again. I'm flattered that, you know, you're interested in, you know, having another one, and I would be more than happy to plan another one out. I actually have also another project that's coming up in 2019 because I recognize that there's a huge need in our community. I noticed that a lot of our news outlets and publications that men used to like, you know, such as Vice Magazine, I noticed that some of the new people that they've been hiring have not been teaching the correct principles to men or giving men what they want to see. I won't really go into too much detail about it, but I'm noticing that the media is becoming more poisonous, and there's not really a magazine that's really safe from this new world order that's happening, where men's content is being seized and questioned about, you know, if it's about sexual assault or if it's racist or sexist or homophobic and stuff. And so I felt really inspired. I said, what if somebody who was biracial and bisexual, which is me, what if I decided to start a magazine for men that would be full of content, which would include content maybe if you wanted to submit something or Arash wanted to submit something or Shane Smith or David Coker or any of the other seducers in our community. I wanted to combine some of the words. I wanted to have something with fitness. I wanted to have something with men's fashion, spirituality, comics, jokes. We could have Ali Akbar submit some artwork, you know, unpopular opinions, different kinds of panels, but have a magazine out there that could inspire men to live their lives better and also have a bunch of hot, sexy, and beautiful models too, because I know that there's a lot of models out there who want to submit their pictures to be viewed, and they submit them to, like, shout-out sites, and I know that they also submit them to magazines. So I'm thinking, wouldn't it be nice if we could have a magazine full of gorgeous girls for guys to look at, and also one that talks about our principles and our ways, so that way they can feel like they have a safe, true media to hold on to. That is my plan for 2019, is to create this magazine, and I'm already in the process of creating it.
I like it so much that I'm going to ask you what's the deadline.
I'm thinking.
Because I want to see that to fruition. I am fly. I'm going to bust your fucking balls until that comes to fruition, because that is absolutely, totally brilliant. You have my 100% support. If you said, Vince, I need some write-up from you by tonight, you would get it by this afternoon.
Oh, wow. I'm humbled by that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking to start
humble.
It out.
Be strengthened. Starting is the toughest part, and then finishing. Be a finisher, everybody.
And that's another thing, too, that we were talking about how to get things started, is that I also wanted to create feasible goals. So I wouldn't want to have, like, a monthly subscription just yet. I'm thinking about, like, maybe, like, a quarterly magazine where we have something in the spring. And then we could announce the convention that you're going to be holding, and maybe some of the other events happening, like if, you know, other people are having things. But we can do some highlights of the event. We can talk about, like, GSLR 2017, like, before maybe. We could, like, talk about how that was, if you plan on doing that again. You know, we could do interviews with people. I just think it would just be a lot of fun. And I know how to take this on. So.
Yeah, and you got the formula. You know, you decided. I heard an amazing story this morning about one guy who's still applying the, not the mystery 3-second rule, but in a way, I just made the connection. That 3-second rule came from Napoleon Hill, not even Napoleon, Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie was looking for a candidate. He was looking for a candidate to do that series of 100 of the most successful people in America back then. And he had a stopwatch underneath his desk, and he gave them 3 seconds to decide. So I heard about this guy that made an appointment with someone at 5:15. And they were going to promote them, and the guys would show up, and they gave them 3 seconds. After 3 seconds, they left, and they sent them a text saying, window open, window closed. I thought that was very, very, very cool. So it's, you know, you can wait until everything is in place and everything is perfect. That's what most people are going to do. Today is hilarious. Today, January 2nd, that's the beginning of the end. That's the beginning of the end for everybody. You know, the 3 seconds is also the 3 days. A burst on the first, a stagnation, some challenge, some delays on the second, dead by the third. That's the masses. You are not sheep. Don't act like them, and just get it going. Build some momentum. Make it happen, and make it happen fast, because, you know, we're all the same, and also we're surrounded by people who forget fast. So I realize personally, if my new ideas, the things I want this year, if they are not starting to give signs of life right now, they won't be. And it's pretty brutal. And you got to be pretty brutal with yourself. You have 3 options out there. You know, you can play this conservative game, and that's okay for some, maybe. And maybe one day, and until then, you're going to make sure that you're stable and you got everything in place. I haven't seen that go anywhere, but give it a shot. The other one is a decent in between. You know, you plan and you give it enough time, but not too much time. You have a little safety net, and at the same time, you take a chance. That's okay. I've never been that myself. Me, I'm like, fire, aim, grab the fucking swords. We either do or we die. So I'm so excited. Fly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You know what I love? I sense that. When we record something like that, there's going to be the time. There's going to be the time when those goals, well, they're not even goals. Those things will have come to be, and we'll be able to really listen to the conversation from before. If you're listening, many more podcasts are soon to be released, and then we are going to give you the dates. Okay, so it's again an elite event, 33 participants, because we have found that formula is the most potent one. We can address everybody. There's a group dynamic like never before. And will have the exact date by the end of today, which by the time you listen, you will know what those dates are. And it's called the Cosmic Code for the Enrichment of the Human Condition and Experience. Success, Spirituality, Seduction, and Fitness. All right, Fly.
All right.
Couple words in conclusion.
Be yourself and you will go far. Keep pimping.
Yeah, be true to you. Thank you, Fly.
Be true to
Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
More to come.